USA News, I'm Lance Pry. China continues to aggressively bully nations of the world. The Philippines this morning is accusing a Chinese Coast Guard ship of targeting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of the crew in the disputed South China Sea, calling it a blatant violation of Manila's sovereign rights. Another high-altitude object was shot down yesterday, the third in the last few days, and the fourth this month.
An F-16 fighter jet shot down the object over Lake Huron between Michigan and Canada. NORAD Commander General Glenn Van Herk said yesterday there's much we still don't know.
That's why it's so critical to get our hands on these so that we can further assess and analyze what they are.
The action was authorized by President Biden after the Defense Department assessed it as a security risk. The Pentagon says this latest object was flying near sensitive DOD sites and also that at 20,000 feet, it posed a risk to air traffic. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
73 total points were scored in Sunday's Super Bowl game. The Chiefs, with seconds remaining, kicked a 27-yard field goal to win the championship 38-35 over Philadelphia. Kansas City head coach Andy Reid on Fox Sports.
I contribute that to the offensive line, Pat Mahomes, and the rest of the offensive players. They did a great job. Eric Bieniemy was tremendous down the stretch there, putting things together.
Multiple whistleblowers have come forward to expose the secret political weaponization of the FBI behind closed doors. Republican Jim Jordan said, "In my time in Congress, I've never seen anything like this," end quote. Former 12-year FBI agent Nicole Parker on Capitol Hill.
In all humility, I hope to make an impact in creating a stronger agency, which is what Americans deserve.
Parker explained the FBI principle shifted dramatically on her watch. This is USA News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A San Antonio, Texas man was shot in the chest by an off-duty police officer after police say he used the officer's taser on him while being escorted out of the Twin Peaks restaurant. According to police, some type of disturbance took place inside the restaurant and staff asked him to leave. When he refused to go, an off-duty Somerset police officer, who was working as security at the time, was asked to forcibly remove the customer from the premises. The suspect was taken to University Hospital in critical condition. A humanitarian crisis is growing in Syria following last week's deadly earthquakes.
The president and CEO of the International Rescue Committee said that hundreds of thousands are in danger since only one humanitarian crossing from Turkey is currently open.
Grave danger of a secondary crisis, ill health, injuries not treated, economics just out of the window.
David Miliband on ABC's This Week said the United Nations found that opening up more humanitarian corridors along the Turkish border was the best way to help Syrians caged in by political upheaval and violence.
The Syrian government is going to allow aid to go into this rebel-held area from the government-controlled side.
He also called on the U.S. to use its diplomatic and political presence to help get aid into Syria. I'm John Schaefer.
96% of Los Angeles Unified School District non-teacher employees are given the okay to strike. Members of the union representing bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, special education assistants, and other essential school workers say they will strike if negotiations fail. Lance Pride, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.